You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 18. And when you've got way too much on your plate, time feels like it's shrinking, and you just can't possibly get everything done, you're going to be super grateful that you've learned today's technique on liquid time. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello, Melanie here. And today we're going to go a little bit behind the scenes of a recent launch I had as I teach you how to do something that I absolutely love. And it's a little bit out of the box. It's called liquid time. It's one of those time management strategies that once you learn it, it's going to free you up. It's going to open up so much possibility for you. But I want to share with you how I used it in my recent launch, because as often happens, a lot of things didn't go the way we'd planned, and a lot of things came up that started to derail my ability to get things done. And I really think it's important to keep things real in this podcast. I want you to know that, you know, successful people, entrepreneurs, leaders, you know, we're human beings. Things happen to all of us the same way. It's how we respond or react for some people that can make the big difference, that keeps you from getting derailed. And today, as I'm talking about liquid time, this is something that I tapped into a few years ago as I made a commitment to really operate from a place of grace and ease. My body doesn't handle stress well. And I spent a good 40 years being stressed, because I was also very stressed as a young child. And so after a while, the body starts saying, we're not going to do stress anymore. And my body started to manifest a lot of things like chronic fatigue and a lot of food sensitivities. And, you know, I would be exhausted all the time, and my thyroid started to get imbalanced. And one of the things that you have to do is you have to control your stress, or else you'll always tank out and not be able to rise to the level of your vision. So I had to learn some new techniques of how to manage a lot of things, a lot of projects, a lot of tasks, but hold a space of grace and ease while I did it. And one of those techniques was learning to liquefy time. And what that means when you liquefy time is that you change your mental relationship with the time available. Now, I know that might sound a little bit crazy, but it works profoundly. And I'll share actually two examples of people that I know are using this technique and it's working for. Now, I actually teach this to all of my clients who are leadership clients, who are emerging as leaders in their work. And it's interesting to see who actually puts it into action and gets so many amazing results. So here's the peek behind my curtain of why liquefying time became so vital for me over the last few weeks. So about 8 or 9 months ago, I made a decision to bring a new body of work out to my community called Awaken Leadership. And it's really for entrepreneurs who are playing a big game and are ready to switch gears into taking their business to a place they never thought they could. So it could be the impact. It could be leaving a legacy. Maybe they want to have more of a philanthropic impact. Maybe they're leading a movement and they've really seen, wow, this is much bigger than just me. And sometimes it's just the business is growing and they know that they need to shift out of just being the entrepreneur and the doer and into leader. So it's a lot of different reasons that it works for people. So what happened, though, is I had been training my business manager to really be ready to soar with me as we launched this. So we mapped out a whole strategy several months ago about launching our retreat in May, which is happening on May 11th and 12th, where a small group of people will come together to do this deeper work to really transform into the leaders their business needs them to be. And as always happens with the entrepreneurial mind, and maybe you can relate to this too, I get this, you know, idea, maybe we should have a summit and bring together some other really amazing people who have emerged as leaders in their business to inspire people and to really share what's really happening behind the scenes and, you know, how do you step into leadership? So this was no small feat to pull this off, because there's a lot of moving parts when you're bringing together so many different experts and, you know, their timelines and, you know, trying to coordinate the interviews and all of that. So we've got a lot of moving parts and we're doing really, really well. And then 2 weeks before we were due to launch the summit, my business manager decided to quit the company I hired her through. So she didn't work directly through me. I hired her through an agency and she really left me in a lurch. I mean, I got the reasons why she had to leave, but you know, when you've trained somebody for that long and there's so many things they understand and know about the process, to have them leave 2 weeks before you go live, it kind of made me mad. And it really put my stress up to a whole nother level. Now, there's a whole thing about how I replaced her that I'll share with you in another time, because there was a lot of intuition and gut level instincts that had happened up until that point. But let's just say I was already in conversations with other people to do that same role, specifically the marketing side. So I was already in a conversation with somebody and I said, we're on, because I basically don't have a business manager now. And so that ramp up added a whole nother level of time constraints, because you're training someone, you have to have a lot of conversations to bring them to speed. You have to take a step away from everything else that was happening. So you can see that the best laid plans with a lot of activity on a launch, now you add a whole nother dimension of what had to be done in a very short period of time. And I had to say, this new team really stepped up and they impressed me greatly with how quickly they came up to speed, but it still added a really stressful amount of work to me. Now, 1 week before we go live, I get really, really, really sick with bronchitis and a debilitating vertigo. I literally couldn't sit up or lay down without the entire world spinning. And I lost my voice. I couldn't stop coughing and I was miserable. And basically all I could do was sleep. And so add to already craziness, I can't work. So this is the epitome of what stress does, right? And it takes all of your time and it takes the constraints. And next thing you know, you have absolutely little time to accomplish a lot. And this is where liquefying time comes in. I had so much on my plate and what little time I could function from the computer, I had to be massively efficient. And so I want to teach you what liquefying time means and how to use it in your life. Now, you may not have that extreme situation. I know when in launches, we always have stuff comes up. And so that's a great time to use liquefying time. But you could simply be in a situation where you're getting derailed by a lot of interruptions. Maybe there's some fire drills. You've got other people's urgencies that are kicking in. You have unplanned issues coming up like I did. And you could just simply have too much on your plate. And there's, you know, through a series of events that you can and can't control, you have a crap load of stuff to get done and not enough time to do it. And that's when you want to use this technique. Now, it's in essence, liquid time is using your mind, your mindset, we might even say, to control your time instead of letting time control you. So this means you really have to decide you're going to master your life through your mindset. And it is very doable. It is something that you can do at any time. You just simply have to know what to do. So I'm going to lay out the steps and how it works. And then I'll also share with you how I use this and how someone else uses this as well. And the first step is you have to decide and claim that you will liquefy time today. Now, you may want to choose to do this in every day. And so this could become your ongoing standard of life. But I think it's important to claim it and basically activate your mindset saying, we're liquefying time today. We need more time than we have available. And so we are moving into the highest form of liquid time. And what happens when you do that is every molecule in your body recognizes we're doing this differently today. It's almost like you claim efficiency and productivity way beyond what you may normally do for yourself. And it's also telling the mind that we really got to like be focused today. So it's like you activate a new state. And part of that claim is to get very clear when you have to wrap up that day. Because see, what I think a lot of people do is you just let your time expand to the number of tasks and there will never be an end. So you're still working at 11, 12 o'clock at night. Instead of saying, this has to be done by 6. So we need to liquefy time to match what I have available. You see what I mean? When we let our time expand to the tasks we have, we are not controlling our time. But when we claim the time we must be done by, whether it's arbitrary or specific, meaning I just want to be done by 6 or I have to be done by 6 or 7 or whatever it is, or 4, it changes the way you manage your time. So again, it starts with just deciding and claiming this is a liquefied time day or a liquid time day. Now, for my own process, when I came back into the office and was finally able to work again, I was like, okay, I've got a crazy amount to do today. I could choose to be stressed about it and be really freaked out and like, oh, how am I going to get all this done and notice the reaction in my body? Or I can decide I'm getting all this done before I wrap up at 5 today, because that's typically my wrap up time. And it changes my reaction in my body when I'm like, we're getting it done and we're just going to release how it gets done. So decide and claim. Now, the second step, and you may do this quickly in your head, or you may do this by writing it out, is you need to get crystal clear about the real priorities. See, another thing that happens is we make everything equally urgent in our mind. But if we're really truthful, it's not all equally urgent. So a little tiny prioritization technique is writing it all down. I do think it's important to get it out of your head, to write it all down and give it an A, a B, or a C. An A is it has to be done today. It is of the highest urgency, because something else that's really important or costly getting delayed can't be delayed. And then a B is I'd like to be able to get it done right away, but it doesn't have to. And then C is it's not urgent. It's just in my head, and or it might be fun and I want to get it done, but it's not necessarily an urgent thing. And by prioritizing that way, and you may have to really go deeper and say A1, A2, A3, right? But by prioritizing that way, you're helping your mind focus more effectively. And one of the reasons why I suggested you get it out of your head is that in our mind, everything is equally important and urgent. But when we get it out of our head and we put it on a piece of paper, it actually allows your mind to get clear what really is important. Now, some people avoid doing this because they're afraid that will be just as daunting. And so they think if they just keep it in their head and they just do what feels right next, they will be able to control their stress level. I've actually proven it's the opposite. And simply by having a list, it allows you to go, what do I do next? What do I do next? What do I do next? So that you're not sitting there going, what am I supposed to do? I forgot. And then you're losing time because you're not organized. And the other thing about writing it down is that some people are like, it takes too much time if I just stay in motion. Yes, but you might not do the right things in the right order, which does not help you liquefy your time. You may get a lot done and you may be in motion, but that doesn't mean you're liquefying time by getting the right things done in the right order. So it's just a simple trick. I actually keep a list all the time because it helps me stay less stressed. But I started to teach my husband this technique. Now, my husband is this amazing man who, I have to tell you, I've never seen someone who can do more than I do. And he's that man. He is massively efficient. But what would happen is he would overcommit and think he could get 10 times more things done than he really can. And so at home, I taught him to write a list of what needed to be done and really get clear what is the prioritization for today and get those things done. And I also taught him to liquefy time at work. And so he'll go into these crazy days where there's so many moving parts and he's got clients that are delayed and he's got people who are maybe not operating at the same level of efficiency he is, because he's in the entertainment industry. And he will go in and he says, I'm liquefying time today. And so I'll tell you how it goes at the end. And what will happen is somehow, some way, everything that had to get done will get done. Sometimes it's the things that he couldn't control just shift and they're no longer our priority for that day because other people changed their commitments. And sometimes he's just in the groove and he's in the zone and he gets more done in an hour than he thought he could in 3. So both of those things are possible. But writing out the key priorities is an important piece of this because you know exactly where you need to be focused in each moment. Now, the third step is managing the interruptions. And I know this is really hard for some people to do, especially if you're in an office that people can walk in and out. But you need to come up with a strategy for doing this. I worked with a client one time who was the CEO of a mortgage company. And what we would do is he had a little sign on his door, I'm available or I'm not available. And if he's not available, you do not open the door. And that's one of the ways he could control time. But he always had two or three time blocks during the day that people could come in and interrupt him. If you're working virtually or you work inside, you know, a controlled environment, your job is to turn off your phone, turn off social media, turn off your email, turn off your instant messenger, and create an environment where you cannot be interrupted. And so when you do that, you can get in your groove and not get derailed with interruptions. See, interruptions actually are super costly. When you allow yourself to be interrupted, you have to stop what you're doing. You have to go handle that other thing. And then you have to ramp back up into the thing you were working on before when you come back to it. It is a time waster. So when you're liquefying time, you can't afford to be taken off task. You need to get in your groove and just do what you're going to do. Now, it is helpful to take some breaks. So it's important to at least every hour, get up, walk around for 5 minutes, go get a drink of water, you know, take a body break, whatever you need to do. But when you're in your groove, you literally get right back into the groove and keep going. And this is an important place for boundaries. I know boundaries are not everybody's specialty area. Do not let other people's urgencies become yours. Your boundaries have to kick in. You have to be strong enough to not react to other people's needs during this time. So create time to deal with your stuff and then let them know when you will be available again. If you lead a team of people, this is critical. Training them when you're available and when you're not is essential for them to become more productive and more efficient in managing their own work priorities. Okay, so managing interruptions is step number three. Step number four is the last step in this sequence, and this is how to shift the energy of constricted time. And that is, you've got to change your self-talk about your time. See, what I notice is when people look at that to-do list and they're like, how am I going to get this all done? And we start to get stressed out, and a stressed out person is not effective. Your mind doesn't work as well. You're probably a little bit jittery, and you're not effective in that place. So the words and thoughts that you use to describe what's going to happen on a liquid time day will dictate whether or not it works. So if you're going in, oh my God, there's no way I'm getting all this done. I don't know how to do it. La 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 la. You won't get it done. You will make mistakes. You will, if you're like, I'm so overwhelmed, I don't know how to possibly get all this done. Your physical response to that will be to slow down, to feel the stress, and to react to that kind of energy in your body. However, when you have that kind of day where you could have reacted as overwhelmed in the past, and you choose to tell yourself, I've got this. I have all the time I need and more. Everything can get done. I am a master of efficiency and productivity, right? Like, change the dynamic in your mind. Change the story you're making up about it. What will happen is your mind reacts to that with more calmness, with more focus, with more centeredness, with like, all right, I've got this. Boom, I'm in my groove. I can do this. And you can control your efficiency by simply changing the words and the language and the thoughts you have about the situation. Think of it like this. You know, visualize a fast rushing river that has the river flowing, and it's got these huge rocks and a lot of bumps and pebbles. And, you know, the river is going to flow around those big rocks. It's not going to crash up against the rocks and stop. When you're stressed, you're crashing up against the rocks and you're stopping, or you're getting bruised and you're going to slow down. The water just flows. So if you tell yourself, I flow like water, I'm in the flow, I'm flowing around obstacles with grace and ease, you will train your mind to manage these situations very differently. Keeping your mind calm and focused on what's next by using your prioritization list is key. Okay, so step number four is change your self-talk about time. Really upgrade it and be conscious of the state you're creating through your words and your stories you're telling yourself in your mind. Now, ultimately, if you find that you're needing to liquefy your time all the time, I guess on a bigger picture or a bigger level, you may need to really look at developing a better time strategy overall. You may be one of those people that says yes too much. You may be someone who takes on too much, or you don't really have a great relationship to how long things take. And so you compress a whole bunch of tasks into a crazy small amount of time that's not even possible. Trust me, a lot of my fast-paced clients with big visions do this. You know, they think, oh, we can get all that done, but can't. So you may really need to come up with a better strategy for how you do time. And when you're leading big movements, you're leading a team with a lot of moving parts, when you're becoming the leader of you and your destiny, this is the thing that can make or break how fast you get to those goals, is your relationship to getting things done. So hire a coach, get into a good mastermind, really learn how to master your relationship to time. Try this liquid time strategy, and I'd love to hear how it works for you. Some people need a little fine tuning, and we got to work on the language and becoming conscious and self-aware when you're putting yourself in chronic conditions of not enough time. Those are things that can get fixed and shifted. But ultimately, you've got to commit to changing your language, your patterns, your strategies about how you get things done. I love liquefying time. It works for me. It keeps me out of the stress, and it makes me feel more powerful and more confident to take on big tasks. And I know a lot of the leaders I've worked with liquid time, that's really ultimately what it is, knowing that you've got this. All right, so love to hear your thoughts on the blog. Jump on over to melaniebenson.com/blog if you'd like to share your comments and your thoughts and your ahas or how this is working for you. And I'm going to be starting a conversation about liquefying time in the Amplify Your Success community as this podcast goes live. So you're welcome to join us there. The information will come in a minute. So see you guys all next week for another Amplify Success tip. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.